base?
Dude, I was in line at Rite Aid today, and mm-hmm. there was a black dude in front of me who was like, you know, he had like rings on. I don't want to be like, the guy looked like a drug dealer, you know what I
yeah.
mean? You know, leather jacket, very like a New Jack City kind of look.
That's wings, awesome.
But he
rings.
Was,
rings.
Yeah, but he was like maybe in his like mid to late 30s.
Uh-huh.
And then there was an older black guy behind him. And then a younger black guy at the cash register. And an old Puerto Rican guy as a security guard.
Were you horny?
No, I just was trying to buy a candy bar.
Okay.
And condos. the older black guy says to the fucking the guy behind the counter, who's like 17 or whatever. He's like, oh, you know, does some dumb fucking old guy joke.
Yeah.
And then he starts talking to the security guard. He's like, a security, you know, or whatever. The guy's just, he's old. He's just fucking old.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just saying, it
sounds doing like, his bits.
Sounds like this.
Got his material.
Yeah, he's like, you know, Merry Christmas. We're blessed to make it through another Christmas or whatever. He's like, you know, I'll be 50 in January. It's a blessing to make it to 50. You know, that you make it that, you know, he just keeps mm-hmm. talking about it. And the guy in front of me is getting like pissed. And, like, you know, and him
the guy with the rings.
The guy with the rings is getting pissed. And then the fucking, like, you know, the guy behind me is, like, talking to the security guard. And he's like, because, you know, it's crazy out there now. And the guy's like, yeah, man, it's getting worse, you know. And he's like, I was born in 63, you know. And it's the younger generation, you know, doing knockout game stuff or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah.
And
oh,
then wow. the older black guy's like, some yeah, they're crazy now. Shit. They don't know what it is, you know. And the guy in front of me is like, y'all talking this bullshit? Ain't nobody talking about the police killing black kids? And then he, like, storms out, and the guy's like, you forgot your receipt, man. And he's like, I don't need it. And then he's, like ran out and peeled out in the parking lot, and it was like, thank God no one asked me what I thought. I mean, good Lord. And like, just being terrified that somebody's going
to
be like...
You have to weigh in on this one.
Yeah, right. That it's like, I don't know, what do you think? And I'm like, please just let me buy this candy.
I just want to get it. I just need this Reese's tree.
Please just, you guys fight amongst each other.
I would have started.
It's part of the plan that you yeah. kind of do
oh,
this.
Oh, Adam in that situation would have been like, guys, you're on the same
brothers,
side.
Brothers.
Brothers.
We're all Bed-Stuy brothers.
Yeah. Listen, we're all from Bedford-Stuyvesant, the livest one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Adam Friedland has done it again. A viral video of him using the N-word at a Rite Aid. And he's like, no, you're just different kinds of it's not, I'm not saying that you are. It's that there's, look, I'm just saying that and good Lord.
No.
Who I mean, will stop
I was
him?
Quoting Mos Def.
Yeah.
All jokes aside, I would have started a rap cipher.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
I would have spit, you would some, have been, I would have spit some conscious yeah. bars. You know
you
what
would
I mean?
Either yeah. have tried to record them on your phone.
No, stop that. I would have.
God damn, that rocks. Yeah.
No, it was the most uncomfortable place to be.
That's
to be
brutal.
The white man standing in between that mm-hmm. intergenerational conflict about...
It's a play. You're basically mm-hmm. watching like a Tyler Perry, a scene of a Tyler Perry
right.
movie.
Yeah.
Like it's that
I'm in
not...
the middle of fences.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just I have a cold and I need a candy bar to feel better.
What kind of candy?
It would have been great. I should have just been like, I'm learning how to buy things.
Dude, that's 100% what you do. Yeah. If you're ever in that situation, pretend to be mentally
I'm
disabled.
I'm learning how to buy things.
I love everybody.
You yeah. should have just said,
like, oh, and you have your own credit cards and you drive.
Yes.
Yes.
We
they teach you that now.
We drive now.
The younger generations know how to do that stuff now.
I didn't expect this many follow-ups.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm retarded.
Checkmate, yeah. You black motherfucker.
He just becomes a Jewish guy.
Oh, I'm retarded, yeah. You black son of a bitch.
You son of a bitch.
Goddamn. I love that fucking riff, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I would like that to take that around with me in my life.
You would never use it correctly.
This is your life. You would do it wrong.
This is my life.
You'd be
this
like,
is true.
Guys, you want to hear my synthesizer? Like, we're arguing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to do it after saying something fucking awesome.
I say awesome shit all the time.
Yeah. Okay, do one. For,
Adam's
do
like,
one.
You know, because he's right. Adam would try to agree with the old guy before he knew the other guy was mad. Mm-hmm. And then gotten beaten up.
Well, I think you should respect your elders.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He's like, they don't. No, yeah, it's not about Malcolm X anymore. It's about Malcolm X Y. You know, he's talking about.
Play the riff.
Using the bathrooms that you want. Bad nation of going to the bathroom.
That was pretty epic.
Well, okay, Adam, prove you can use the fucking guitar. Say something good that deserves the drop.
Say something good that deserves the drop.
Deserves a joke guitar drop, or
a
even
joke
a phrase
or something cool.
Just anything cool that deserves. For example, I said in a Jewish voice, "I'm retarded, you black son of a bitch."
Do a joke that's not a humble brag with vocal fry.
I never have done that. I've vocal fried, but I've never bragged. Mm-hmm. Play the riff.
No,
I said say something that's not a humble brag in vocal fry. And you said I've never bragged,
which is sort of
is that a brag?
Yep.
Okay, fine.
Is that what a brag is?
I don't even know. I've never bragged before.
All right, I'll say something cool.
All right, yeah, we're waiting.
But I mean, in all seriousness, I could see you just going completely the wrong direction in that situation.
For sure.
That is
no, I would.
That
I
is
just,
your danger zone.
No, I would keep my head down
for like two exchanges.
I live in New York City. I know what it's like to see people arguing in public.
If it escalated, you would have tried to have intervened and used some kind of emotional appeal to get them to not.
Well, yeah, the art of the break dance.
Yeah.
Listen, we got a couple sucker MCs fighting with each other.
Yeah, you guys are being sucker MCs right now.
Have I?
Okay.
You now somehow miss both of their generations.
Have you guys ever seen Friday?
Listen, no, it's not that. It's you know, we've all
guys,
seen Friday.
John Witherspoon just died.
Come on, show some respect for John Witherspoon.
The older generation.
Of course, we've all seen How to Be a Menace in South Central. Mm-hmm. We've all seen Boys in the Hood. You know, these are things we can all, you know, agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And find common ground over. You know? Mm-hmm. That's probably what I would do.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, guys, what do you think of the Obama presidency?
Yeah, and they're like, we don't know who that is.
We don't know who Obama is.
They didn't?
What do you say?
Yeah.
Well, I would say you guys need a chickity.
We've never
chickity
seen those movies either. We like Woody Allen movies.
You need a chickity chickity.
Why did you
check
assume we
facts.
Like those?
You like Woody Allen movies?
Yeah.
Well, so do I. And that's common
ground. I
thought
you liked the other shit, you fucking liar.
I like both.
And then they fucking fuck you in the ass.
No.
Like, that's it. We're going to kill every white person in this store who isn't retarded. I'm like, just a reminder, I'm over here buying
we're
candy.
We're over here being pretty cool guys.
I'm buying a candy because I got the sniffles.
And I'm Jewish and retarded.
That's a good character. Yeah. The retarded Jew.
Yeah. Or like a Jewish guy that's trying to get out of an anti-Semitic hate crime who's like, don't hurt me, I'm Jewish. And they're like, yeah, that's why we're doing it. And he's like, I'm just a Jew. I'm a whiny Jewish guy. Don't hurt me. And they're like, no, but that's why we're doing it.
Yeah. That's where.
And he's like, oh, well, in that case, I guess, yeah, go ahead.
Well, then, yeah. Do it then, you fucking homos.
I guess. Oh, yep. I didn't realize that you were anti-Semitically hate-criming me. Mm-hmm. I thought maybe that would get me out of it.